I'm George Walker for WFIUR. It's The Theater of the People presents Project M, Madhouse Mayhem, with six characters in search of an author by Pirandello and its predecessor, Ubu Roy, by Yuri. We'll be talking with David Nosko and Hannah Moss, the founders of Theater of the People and the proud parents of baby Henry, who may have some comments as well. David, you're directing Ubu Roy, described as a literary innovation, an influence on Dada and the Symbolists, scatological, vulgar, obscene, and an anarchist hoax. It raised some eyebrows and even more in 1896 when it opened. What's the current book on it?
Well, Ubu Roy for us was a very unique read of a play. You start to read it and your first thought is, how is this even possible? And would this even work? And quite frankly, it's so fantastical, it's difficult to follow. But in some kind of perverse way, it kind of sat there and it kind of glowed and kind of drew me back to it. And I kept trying and kept trying and kept trying and got to the end of reading it and thought, you know, why not? If it seems so impossible, that's more or less what Theater of the People is about. So let's try to make the impossible possible, and let's see if we can't produce this thing. Since then, it's been quite a journey and quite a roller coaster. Our actors have embraced the absurdism of the show, and we really hope at the end of the day that audiences are able to come in and kind of keep theater with a small T in mind and really enjoy a show that, for all intents and purposes, maybe doesn't belong on the stage, but boy, we're going to do our best.
1896, practically a riot in the theater. It becomes a puppet play, then starts to show up on stages. Perhaps some of the reactions, or even the exciting reaction we just got from your son Henry there about the production. David Nosko, obviously a proselyte in addition to being a theater director. Hannah, you're directing the second production, and that's six characters in search of an author by Pirandello, a play that some people actually believe may have been influenced by Ubu Roy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's a very existential piece. It begs the question, who is more real? Is it the characters on stage, or is it the people playing the characters? It's just quite fascinating, the spin that your mind goes on when listening to these characters and comparing them to the people. And at the end, you have to remind yourself they're all actors playing characters.
I noticed that one of the lines from it is, he says that life is full of absurdities that don't need to appear plausible since they're true.
Yes.
And they try to reverse the process, and that's the madness of acting.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, how do you unravel that sentence?
You know, a lot of times people say it's funny because it's true, or they say, you know, you can't make this stuff up. And I think that's what the playwright was trying to get at, was that things that are so outrageous that they seem like they couldn't be true are often the things that are true. And the things that are tied up in a neat little bow are often fictional. This play is certainly not tied up in a neat little bow.
You have characters who actually say, hey, wait a second.
Yes.
We need some more work here.
That's right. That's right. In this play, the playwright never finished writing their story. And the question remains, why did the playwright not finish writing their story? Was it a terrible story? Was it that it was too close to home? You know, what reason was that? And you never really know, but you do get to see the story play out.
So we have a wild ride with Ubu Roy, and then a puzzle within a puzzle within puzzles with six characters. Mm-hmm. A couple of classics from the theater being brought to the stage by Theater of the People in their Project M, Madhouse and Mayhem. John Waldron Arts Center, Rose Fire Bay, October 20 through 24, with evening performances Wednesday through Saturday at 7:30, and then the Sunday matinee at 1:30. Our guests have been the founders of Theater of the People, David Nosko and Hannah Moss, and their son, Henry. I'm George Walker for WFIUR. It's